Hello, welcome to my Christian life, where I share my journey so far being a Christian in the 21st century, the challenges and how to effectively live life as a Christian. So I hope to inspire, encourage and motivate you to really live to please God. All right. Wow, good to have you here. I'm Peter's Gift Chidera, and you're welcome to my podcast series. Well, okay, let me start like this. This podcast series was actually inspired by the Holy Ghost. I was praying yesterday, actually, and the Holy Spirit just dropped it in my mind. Why don't you do something about your work with me that could inspire others and could be relatable, that people could relate to and say, yes, this struggle has been there in my work with Christ. So basically, I'll be sharing my journey on this podcast series. So for today's episode, I have titled this, Christian Life is by the Holy Spirit. I gave my life to Jesus on 1st of May 2012. But then it was a really difficult one because I kept on taking my life back. You know how you give your life to Christ and you take it back? I kept on taking my life back. That was because I tried so hard to live the Christian way and it just was not working. I was so conscious of don't lie, don't steal, don't say this, don't do that, don't wear this. I was so conscious of the commandments that it was so difficult to live by them. And each time I failed to obey or fulfill a command, I always felt bad and always felt very depressed. And it's in those moments that I would withdraw from God because I felt I was not just good enough. So this cycle continued years after years. As far as I was concerned, I was born again. The only thing was, it was so difficult to live the Christian life. Believe me, it was so hard. I was like, God, is this what Christianity is? How do people do it? How do they make it seem so easy? But then I think God was just watching me and orchestrating things. So this year, just this year, yeah, in the month of May, I was opportune to go to a church, and in the church, something unique happened. After attending the service, for the first time in a long while, I heard the Spirit of God say clearly to me, Chidera, this is where you have to stay. This is where you're going to be groomed. This is where you're going to grow. This is where you're going to expand. You have to stay in this church. I mean, I'm like, say what? Stay in this church. I already have my church and I'm already a worker. I can't just quit my church. So I kept on having this argument with the Spirit. I was like, no, that cannot be God. So that was how I ignored that instruction. Then the next week again on Sunday, the same instruction came. I was like, oh, okay, no problem. I'm going to do this. Let me just go to the church. And so on going to the church, I realized that things were done differently. This was a church where the Holy Spirit was really manifested. This is a church where everybody is living. This is a church where the power of the Holy Ghost is really emphasized on, and Christian living by the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit was really or is really emphasized on. And so gradually, as I began to associate with them, I realized that the only way to live a Christian life is by the help of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, it is difficult. It is, in short, I think it is impossible. And so after staying there for 2 weeks, I could see the difference in my life. I was no longer conscious of not committing some sins. Rather, I just became conscious of pleasing God. Now, that's the thing you need to know. When you become conscious of pleasing God, it's easier to live the Christian life than when you are conscious of sin. Being conscious of sin doesn't help in any way. You just need to be conscious of the fact that, okay, you want to please God today. And the Holy Spirit would definitely help you because He did it for me. Right now, I don't even have to bother about what I say, what I do, because He helps me. He helps me. And that's why God's word said in Ephesians 3:20, now all glory to God who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Now, you know, you've asked God, I want to please you, I want to live right. But then it's the power of God that is at work in you. And this, the power of God that is at work in you is the Spirit, is the Holy Spirit. So it is through His enablement that you'll be able to live a Christian life. Christianity without the Holy Ghost is equal to frustration. You'll be frustrated, believe me. And that's why Philippians 2:13 says, God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Note, emphasis on God is working in you. The working there is by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are not the one to do the working. It's the Holy Spirit. That's why you have to learn to depend on Him totally, because He's the one that will do the work in you. And then, talking about me, it got to the point where I just say something and immediately the Holy Spirit tells me, hey, Chidera, what you said now was wrong. So you see, I'm no longer conscious of what I say or what I do, because I know I have a spiritual check in my mind. Immediately I say something or do something wrong, the Holy Spirit reprimands me, and immediately I'm like, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry. Or if it's something I could undo, I undo it immediately. So just know that without the Holy Spirit, it is impossible to live the Christian life. So try as much as possible to rely on Him totally, depend on Him, and watch Him through His power that is at work in you enable you to do the things that please God. I hope this has been really inspiring today. Thank you so much for listening, and if you found this helpful, please don't forget to subscribe. Is it subscribe? Do they subscribe on podcast? I don't know. Don't forget to like or share. Thank you so much. Till next time, I remain Peter's Gift, Chidera. Broken man trying to grow up and make life worthwhile. And I know there were times that you probably shouldn't, but I thank you for always loving me. And I know everyone else probably wouldn't, so I thank you for always loving me. Now I know there were days I'd look at myself, felt like less of a person compared to